All right, let's call the order to meeting. Stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, before we get started, folks, we got a large group. So any comments made today, we're keeping it to 3 minutes, strictly. Okay, public comment. This period is devoted to comments to the general public about the items on this agenda. No discussion, no action, or vote may be taken. If you'd like to make a comment on what's on the agenda.
I'm Al Marquis, and I was just asked the question, so apparently the word didn't get around for last month's meeting, but Vidler did withdraw their application entirely after we filed our protest, so that's no longer pending.
All right.
To close that.
For another 3 years.
Yeah. All right. Okay, we're going to move on. Okay, do we have a motion to approve the minutes for March 12th?
I motion that we approve the minutes for March 12th.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, approval for the agenda of April 9th today. We have a motion to approve.
I motion to approve the agenda for today.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, for informational items, can we receive a report from the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department?
Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department, for the month of March, 13 medical calls, one medical flight, no traffic accidents. That was kind of nice.
Yeah.
And one fire. Short of that, it was actually a pretty decent month for us. Anyone have questions for me? Perfect.
You got a good work.
They can't burn forever.
That's right.
Okay, can we get receive a report from Metro?
Good evening, everyone. Sergeant Jeff Dean, Metro. March was an average month for us, nothing out of the ordinary. We did go respond to one residential burglary. It was, I can't remember the address, but it was a house that was left vacant for another house that was left vacant for a while. Just another reminder, just to keep an eye on your neighbor's properties, and if you see stuff that doesn't look right, by all means, call us. You never know if we have an officer that just happens to be out here putzing around, so we can go check it out, all right? See something, say something. Anyone have any questions?
I got one. Any luck on trying to figure out who it is that's breaking into the houses? My understanding is our friend's house was that house, and that was the third one in the last couple of months that's been cleaned up.
Yeah, and it was like a TV, I think that was taken in some other miscellaneous items.
Well, they took all the electronics, basically, anything they could hawk or sell.
Yeah, and that might not have been reflected on the report. I can't recall. It's been a couple of weeks. Forgive me, my ears are a little plugged. I'm having a hard time hearing. We're still working on it. We have a general idea of who it is. We've arrested a few people out of the valleys, normal troublemakers, over the last couple of weeks, so we're hoping that we'll see that kind of stuff curtail, at least in the immediate time frame. So that will be our first clue if it stops. So we are working.
Would it help or hinder if there was a reward offered? Because it's a small town, somebody knows something.
Yeah, and that's not exactly something that we can do at our level, but something that Crime Stoppers might be willing to do. If you ever just look up the Crime Stoppers website, I don't know what they'll offer, but I know they do offer information for arrest at least.
But like our CIC board could initiate that and ask for it.
That I don't know about. I have
That's way above max.
You only gotta graduate high school to be a cop. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Okay, receive a report from the Sandy Valley Schools. You want to take that?
Sure. Electra Smith. Our games for the 11th and 12th have been canceled, and also the girls' game for the 24th has been canceled. We did go to the board, the school board of trustees, last Thursday, or the 28th. And it seemed to be really good, a lot of us showed up, a lot of us spoke, and there were some comments back from the board that they wanted. I presented a timeline, I did a lot of digging for since like 2014 on, and I did a timeline for them, and they did request that timeline in writing. So we're crossing our fingers. We're pretty sure that they're going to put us on the agenda here soon. So
I know what you're talking about, but
not everyone knows what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm so sorry. In 2014, the board had approved a plan, a master plan for Sandy Valley School to have an elementary school with ball fields, and a high school and a bus loading zone. And somehow this was all in the 1998 bond. From the 1998 bond, when it transferred to the 2015 capital improvement, when they ran out of money, somehow it was lost, our high school was lost. So our three phases, the gym, the elementary school with ball fields, and the high school with bus loading, the high school and the bus loading zone, ended up removed from the capital improvement plan. So we've been going to the bond committee meetings and the board to fight for that. And it seems that it's not really the bond committee and it's not really the school district school trustees, but perhaps a staff member, because our timeline showed that the bond committee kept saying take it to the board. The board never got it except for the master plan. So they're gonna look into the loss and get it back on the agenda. So currently right now we do have our gym, as you all know, most of you know, we did get that. We are in the process of getting our elementary school that will probably break ground in a couple months. And then with that is the ball field, but they turned the ball field from phase two to phase three. So they broke up our phase two into two and three. So we're trying to get the third phase back. So, and the board was very receptive of this. And like I said, I emailed them before I went to Arizona, I emailed them the whole timeline. So we'll hope to hear from them soon and get on the agenda again so we can have it back. They actually approved it twice. They approved the three-phase plan in July of 2014, and then again in January of 2016 is what I found. So there's really no denying that we had that plan going. Mm-hmm. Now it's just how much time is it going to take for them to do it. So hopefully we'll see. Thank you. Yes.
Just a comment from the senior center, the ball players, you know, we've been leaving the building accessible and manning it for the bathrooms for during the baseball teams.
Yes.
And all of those guys from our school and the other schools have all been just wonderful, perfectly good gentlemen, very courteous, very friendly. It's been a pleasure having them. Troops in and out.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Maybe we'll do that in the announcement. Thank them.
Awesome. And I know both our coaches and the coaches that have come visiting have really appreciated that being open, so we really do appreciate it. That's made a world of difference to allow us to have some
fun. We enjoy the company, so I mean.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Okay, can we get receive a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation?
I don't have any announcements today.
Okay. Do we have anybody from Valley Electric here?
Nope.
Okay. Do we receive a report from the Clark County Administrative Services?
Yes. Okay, so Peace Park is almost done. The first piece of the splash pad is here. That, if you guys remember, we all got to pick what went in it. And the first one of the pieces was a big rock. Looks like a rock formation. It's out there. It is so cool. I took a picture of it today, and I'll post it on the Facebook page. I'm anxious to see the others, because that was like the most boring of them. So I'm really excited about that. I'm excited to see the snake, because it's going to be huge. And we are so close. Everything's been poured. The exercise equipment is there. It's just finishing touches now. We're going to have our grand opening May 11th. The artist in Parks and Rec is working on all our literature, flyers, and everything. And so I'll put that out as soon as possible. We are having a bike rodeo for the grand opening. A group is coming out with a trailer of 200 bikes, so every child can participate. They will also be giving away 10 bikes that day for kids to take home. And every kid is going to get a helmet. So we're still putting the final touches on what the event is going to look like, but we know that's going to be a big part of it.
Do you have times?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Because that's the chili cook-off at Idle Spurs, you know. But that's not till 3.
You know what?
I'm just
that's fine, but this $3 million project is opening that day. So, so everybody can go get chili after they have
dinner.
What day is the event?
May 11th. May 11th is a Saturday. It'll probably start 9 or 10 is what we were talking about. But as soon as I have the final details, it'll be out. And speaking of grand openings, the Good Springs Trail, which I haven't talked too much to you guys about, there's a thing called SNPLMA, which is Southern Nevada Public Lands Management Act. And it means all the money that is spent on land, when BLM sells our land, our public lands, that money stays in Nevada, which is unique to Nevada, and then it's spent on projects to build things for the community, and one of those projects is opening May 4th in Good Springs. It's Good Springs Trail, if you know Good Springs at all. The trailhead is right next to the fire station, and it's a 2.2-mile trail that goes up on a ridge. It's gorgeous, and it's all a railroad theme. So the accessible part of the trail has a bridge that crosses a dry wash, and it looks like a train, and it's designed from the train that originally ran those tracks in the early 1900s. So it's a really neat trail. The railroad theme has been brought through the whole thing. And that grand opening is May 4th, so I would encourage you all to come. It's going to be a really unique grand opening. We're going to have artists there participating. So when you walk the trail, there will be artists along the trail capturing the landscape on their canvas, so you'll be able to see that. Then we'll have an art display as a part of the actual ribbon cutting grand opening, and we'll pick a winner from the art that's there. So it's going to be something different and something fun, so please come out and join.
Megan, what time was that?
9 to 11. 9 to 11 is your opportunity to come walk the trail, and you can walk the whole trail. You can do, there's inner loops that are smaller, there's accessible parts, and then at 11 will be the, it's kind of like a grand opening in reverse, but at 11 will be the actual, you know, speech by the commissioner and everything. So, and I should have told you when I started talking, I had to get some orthodontist stuff, so... If it sounds like I'm lisping, I'm sorry. For the next 5 months, you're going to be stuck with this.
Do you already have a bunch of artists, or are you looking for
I have others? Five. Okay. I have five committed, but the more the merrier.
Okay.
It's a long trail, so I would love to have more.
Okay.
If anybody doesn't know, it's called plein air art, which is where when you see movies or whatever, and the artist is standing out with an easel and painting the landscape, that's what it is. And they're just, that's kind of an up and coming thing in Southern Nevada. So it's going to be one of our first plein air events. So very exciting.
Megan,
yeah.
Does it have to be paint, or can it be sketching or anything?
Oh, it can be sketching or anything. But it is like, I mean, I don't want to be insulting, but it is like at a professional level.
Sure.
So, I mean, like the 4-H kids would be great, but this isn't right for them, you know, even though I've taught them so well. Right, but if you guys know artists or want to participate, you know, I'd be happy to have you. What else do I have in here? Family Dollar is still working its way through the permit process. And there had been rumors about a bunch of them closing. They are still on track. So I keep hearing rumors that it's not happening. I don't know where they're getting that information because I'm in contact with the developer and it's still happening. So so if anybody tells you differently, come talk to me. And that's all I have. And you guys may have seen a lot of stuff going on with the site next to the store. I won't go into too much detail, but they have cleared all of the illegally dumped material off of there, and hopefully that site is going to stay watered and not dusty for a while until they pull all the appropriate permits to do what they want to do there. And everybody's been asking me about the other site on Quartz by the cafe. I don't know anything. I'm trying to find out, but as soon as I know something, I'll report back. So if people don't have permits, there's nothing for me to look at. So, okay, any questions for me? Okay.
What about the road, the repaving of the road and you guys getting all the players together, all the BLM and all those guys together?
We are still working on that. It's a moving target. But Commissioner Jones experienced the road for himself when he came out here last month. And that is on our list of follow-up items, priority items after his visit out here.
Since BLM is selling land and making projects all over the state, why don't we have them make that a project?
Because BLM doesn't make roads. BLM doesn't maintain roads, they don't build roads, they don't do anything like that.
Just trails.
Correct.
Well, that's good.
And if it were that easy, it would have happened already. It's just not that easy. And you guys know, I want that fixed as much as anybody else. I drive it every single day. And it sucks. And the public works guys hate it too. We're doing what we can.
All right. Okay, we're going to move on to planning and zoning. WC-19-4028-UC-18-0273-NOFAL-LLC. Waiver of conditions of use permits limiting to medical marijuana only in conjunction with an approved marijuana establishment cultivation on 4.6 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the east side of Papago Street, 350 feet north of Nickel Avenue within Sandy Valley. We have someone who wants to give a presentation for NOPAL.
Good evening, board. My name is Adam Fulton. I'm counsel for GB Sciences NOPAL. I have with me Dr. Dominic Monaco, who is the director of quality product development and formerly our GM and operations manager of the company. We'd like to first thank the board for allowing us to come here today and for hearing us. We'd also like to thank staff for their recommendation of approval regarding this waiver. We're requesting a waiver of the condition regarding medical grow only to include retail as an approved use. The current county code does not differentiate between a retail or medical grow, as the activity is agriculture in nature, and the growing of a plant for retail or medical is exactly the same. And so, our goals and objectives to include the community in our endeavors haven't changed at all. In fact, we look forward to providing opportunities for jobs in Sandy Valley, for Sandy Valley residents, providing quality products to the industry, and being a good neighbor in the community. To succeed in this endeavor, GB needs to be afforded the opportunities its competitors so that the company can be viable. In full disclosure, right now, the Board of County Commissioner meeting on this is currently scheduled for November 17th. We have requested that it be moved to April 17th. We requested it be moved to May 8th, just because that week is spring break for Clark County and the kids are all out of school. And if I don't take my kids on vacation, my wife will kill me. So we requested that be moved. So if the board has any questions or anything, Dr. Marcos is here as well to answer any questions regarding operations or anything like that, if that is applicable, obviously, to the specific issue of the waiver of that one provision. So can we answer any questions for anybody?
You want to start?
I can start. I stand here today because I have called you guys, JB Sciences, up many times. I've emailed you guys under your contacts. I said, where are the jobs at? I stand here, the only one that was going to approve that the last time you came here. The only one on the board. And I said, I was going to say yes to it. I say no now. You guys, there's no jobs. Where are the jobs? I called you, I emailed you many times. No jobs. Done deal. You don't want to communicate, I can't communicate. Okay.
So we apologize that you weren't returned call. I wasn't aware of that.
Yep, I can say it right now.
We need to have a facility open in order to provide the jobs, and we're still going through the permitting process to do that. It takes a long time to do that. So as soon as we have the facility open, we will be providing jobs for local residents here, and we will provide a job fair and opportunities for people to have jobs here.
You mentioned retail, is that the same as recreational?
Correct,
so, okay. And then, will anything change on the growth? Because I know last time you were out here, you talked about a short growth period, stopping everything earlier. With the change to recreational, does that change? And how does that change?
It could. I obviously know that the last time was that was brought up was that we were going to harvest early was to mitigate odor, right? That was
one of the issues. Odor and pollen.
Odor and pollen. Mm-hmm.
Because there is a resident who's very close who is highly allergic to it.
Correct.
Unless you can HEPA filter.
Right, and that's the thing. So
it isn't going to happen on that large of a scale.
And I agree. I agree 100%. So, our TECO facility has 16 HEPA filters. It has 64 UVC ultraviolet lights for disinfection. And we use the state-of-the-art technology to make sure that none of that water gets outside the building, right? Because here's the thing. That building's been open for 2 years, since January 1, 2017. We have 2 regular inspections by the state every single year, and we've never had a single ding on the license, and we've never had anybody across as far as surrounding
areas. Is that in a residential area?
It's in a commercial area.
That's right. You're not applying for a commercial area.
I understand that, but if any one of our neighbors says that they smell and then they see the state come out and verify that, and the state verifies that, that's a $50,000 fine. There's no incentive for us to have any smell around what we're doing. The incentive is to do it right, and that's what UV Science is about. We're about science. And we're about spending the money right for infrastructure to make sure none of these things happen. And that's why we're having this discussion, right? Because we want to make sure that all those things are met, because we want to make sure that our facility that we built inside Las Vegas is up to par with what you guys want out here, and is up to par with our ISO cGMP standards. You know, ultimately, GB Sciences operates on a cGMP level, more like FDA standards, as opposed to just Nevada regulatory standards. And that's what we're about. And we actually have the same facility out in Louisiana that's operating right now.
And you were partially dishonest in one of your responses. There is a very dramatic difference between the medical marijuana use that we approved and what you were asking for now. What we approved was marijuana to be harvested prior to bloom, not after bloom. What you are asking for requires the bloom. And this is not what we approved. We were assured that it would never happen. We have recordings of that assurance.
Sure.
Quite frankly, the person who is highly allergic to the marijuana, that you cannot prevent pollen from escaping that building, has been there a lot longer than the owners of that property has been. You do this, they will have to move. You have not got your building and your facilities in place. My recommendation is you find a piece of property away from where people live.
I want to ask you, what's the difference in the harvesting of the medical and the recreational?
There is no difference. Medical and recreational. Here's what happened in the industry. Recreational marijuana, when you sell it to a dispensary, can now be sold as medical. So at the cultivation level, when they tag it as medical, if they're trying to sell a medical marijuana to a dispensary, nobody's buying it because you can't, you can only sell this medical if it's tagged that way and measured. So what they're doing is, if you tag it as recreational and sell it to a dispensary as recreational, that dispensary then gets the choice to sell it as either recreational or medical. And so because of that, the industry has shifted since we were before you last time, where previously we could sell medical. That was actually a viable option. Now dispensaries are only purchasing recreational because they get the choice of how to sell.
And the burden on the actual operator means that they only have to have one license as opposed to two. And that's
correct.
Medical and recreational versus one.
But we were assured that that medical marijuana would be harvested prior to bloom.
Yeah.
For the purpose of CBD oil.
Yeah.
That's not what you're talking about.
No.
Well, we're here today to talk about the waiver of the existence of medical, not the actual application process, right? We don't know how it can still be used for that purpose, but obviously that's going to be a decision.
We don't really care whether or not you can squeeze CBD out of stuff that's bloomed. We care that it does not bloom. If it does not bloom, you can't use it for.
Is that, with just a quick question, is that for pollen purposes? Is that why?
Yes.
Okay. So if there are completely female plants inside that building, there will be no pollen. Pollen is produced by the male plant, and it goes on to the female plant and it stimulates that and goes into the hall. So, and that's what we do. We don't grow male plants. There's no point in growing male plants. So as far as what GB Science is doing, so that's how you get seed production. So if we were doing seed production, you might have a viable statement as far as that's concerned. But we're not growing any male plants. Female plants are pollenless and they're seedless. So there's not going to be any pollen.
Trust you to open it up to public comment for their 3 minutes, and then we can kind of wrap up. Randy, if you can, since there were a couple hands.
All right. Okay. This, we're going to go to public comments. We would ask that you stay 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Can you explain to me what JB Industries actually is?
GB Sciences?
GB Sciences.
Yes. So we're first and foremost, we're a science company. So we have provisional patents for cannabinoid-containing mixtures, right, that actually help Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, and heart enlargement.
Uh-huh.
Right, and so the reason we got to that individual point to have that research is because we built and grew our location in Las Vegas, and we actually have and the science behind that, and to get revenue to feed and actually feed and actually.
Okay, so when this was actually presented to this community, it was for medical research, right? Okay, and it was going to be stems only, no blooming, like they said. And I was talking to Brad, the guy that owned that place over there, recently, and he said, oh, no. He says, they can get 7 times more for real marijuana. Why would they grow medical marijuana? And that's what you guys are doing. You have no concern of medical research. You're here to make money. Why don't you call it Joe's Marijuana Chip thing instead of JB Industries? Because that's what you're doing here. You're here to make money, right? And let me tell you something. I've got nothing against marijuana being grown.
Okay, please ask questions.
All right, hold on a minute.
Just comments.
Not questions.
What's that?
Comments.
Comments. That's a comment. All right? Like he said, do it somewhere else, not in the middle of a residential neighborhood. We gave them, right, commercial for a kitchen. They haven't grown one bottle of seltzer in there or anything else they said they were going to do when we gave them the C2 zone, C1 zoning. That should be rescinded. They lied. This was a scam from the beginning. Oh, it's his dream to be a gentleman farmer, right? He doesn't even live there anymore. We gave him the commercial zoning to open up a commercial kitchen, limited agricultural commercial, to grow salsa. Now, all of a sudden, it's a 17,000 square foot greenhouse to grow medical marijuana. Now, all of a sudden, it's 7 times the money to grow regular marijuana. Where does it stop? You're going to put a dispensary there and have retail people driving in? Ain't going to happen in my neighborhood. I live right next door to it. I see you got your lawyer here, Mr. Marquis. Very talented. What?
Go
Oh, yeah, I hear that. Okay, sorry.
That's him, Mark.
I'm a lawyer.
You're a lawyer, good. You go to the next step. If this is approved, and I hope it isn't, you'll be hearing from lawyers. You'll be a long time for you ever build anything there, believe me. This is my wife here. She lives 600 feet from that. She's a trauma nurse at St. Rose. She saves people's lives. She's a great asset to this community, right? She's allergic to that stuff. When they legalized it, people started coming into the ER. She started getting violent reactions to it. You leave one door open over there, she gets sick and loses her job. You're going to pay her salary? It ain't going to happen in a residential neighborhood. It's got to be moved.
Okay, 3 minutes. Thank you. Another comment?
Yeah, I was a long-time medical marijuana patient.
We do need names.
Yeah.
My name is Mark Ancusa. I've lived out here since 1983. But I've been a long-time medical marijuana patient, and as soon as I went recreational, I couldn't afford it anymore because the prices went up. They really screwed the medical community when they went recreational. So, I don't believe it.
I have this problem. I live a half a block from over there, guys. And I can walk through it if somebody's been smoking, and then I have to go to the hospital. That's how allergic I am. So if your odor gets out and that gets to me, who's going to go be the grandma to my grandchildren? Who's going to do all the things that I do out here to take care of this valley? I don't care if you grow the stuff. Take it out here to the back of the valley where there's no people, just not in the middle of our community. And right there is one of the heavy residential areas of Sandy Valley. That's the only problem that we really all have with this. We don't care what you grow, how you grow it, or where you grow it. Just not in the public where all of us live.
In the residential.
It's not
right.
Cool.
We all feel safe.
Okay. You're up.
Karen Marshall, live over on Papago. I just want to thank everybody for standing behind what we've said for a long time. I did go to the last meeting, the actual commission meeting, not the one that was just here, reviewed that tape just the other day, and that commission meeting basically was the same as the presentation you gave at this meeting, which was basically just saying that, you know, this is medical marijuana, it's needed by patients, it's going to save lives and everything else. The same thing was said at the commission meeting, and yet Commissioner Sisolak still took the advantage at that moment to put a safety catch on that approval, to prevent anything but medical marijuana being grown there, because the original waiver was also in relation to the setback of the residences. So not only the houses now that are way inside that 600-foot limit, but all the property around it is potential residential. Nobody is going to buy that property and build a house on it to raise their children. They're just not going to do it. So this whole operation has been variances and favors based on somebody who loved to grow tomatoes. And for those of you that don't know, GB Sciences and NOPA LNC has a long history, financially and family connected. I've said enough.
Okay, you're up.
Christine Brown, I live two properties down. That's my mother-in-law there, who's highly allergic. And I just wanted to go on record saying I agree. We don't care what you do, just go somewhere else, go where there's not people, where my five children who are homeschooled and they're all day will not be breathing in whatever it is you're doing. So, go somewhere
else. Anyone else?
Darcy Wilsey. I've been out here since over 18 years. And my concern is if I'm understanding this correctly, that you guys are looking for retail to turn this into retail. So does that mean that the general public can come out and buy from you?
No, the answer is no. They can only sell the cultivation. And let me address a couple points that were raised real quick if the board would allow me to.
Okay, hang on, okay. Hang on. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done, thank you.
Anybody else? Okay, I'm gonna.
I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
The only comment that I have is that there was a. I don't know. I'm gonna abstain to a lot of stuff because I don't know all the logistics. But I'm seeing too much. I'm the commercial, and there was a lot of talk that there was no bus stops around there. I just want to point out there is a bus stop,
yes,
and it is right at Papago and Nickel on the corner.
Yep.
On the property, like right there.
350 feet away.
Closer than that.
That was all I wanted to
let you know. Okay, any other comments? I'm going to close it.
Yeah,
okay.
I think
that one's
here.
Okay.
I hate commenting, but I have to on this one. Just on the smell factor, we have a business in Las Vegas, and they actually test marijuana next door. And whenever they're, and I don't know what the difference is. I mean, this is just, I can smell it. So I'm just curious about the smell. I keep hearing about the smell thing. So when they're testing it, we can smell it in our building, and I can smell it inside too. So because everyone's concerned is about the smell, that is what I'm curious about. I don't care either way, but if it's really going to affect people, we can smell it in a testing laboratory right next door.
That's a small quantity.
That's right across the street.
Okay. You're up.
I have a question about the smell. So is it, Gail Beckman. Is it the smell of smoking it or the smell of just having it on your hands in the air? I mean, what is the allergy? What makes you ill? Someone smoking? Smoking it. Okay.
The smoke, if I walk through the smoke, that's the worst.
Okay.
But just like smelling, like if I go to certain parts of Las Vegas and I can smell that, I start getting sick and my throat starts
closing. So the smoke
up.
From
no, this is just being around birds where they produce it at. There's areas in town that they have where they have grow houses and stuff. I know to stay away from because I know I will get sick if I go over there.
Okay, so it's not
just pollen.
Sorry to interrupt, but this is public comment, not question and answer.
Oh, sorry.
So
okay.
If you have a comment, go ahead and make your comment, and then we'll address any other questions afterwards.
Okay.
And if you have a question that doesn't get addressed, we'll ask them and kind of follow up. So.
I can clarify what she was saying, Neil. We were at
Kate,
the park.
Kate, let her finish what she's doing.
I just wanted a clarification, basically, what the allergy was. Was someone puffing something and you walked through it, or is it a plant standing there? Okay, go ahead.
So we were at the Clark County Fire Training Center, which is on Tropicana and Arville, and right across the way was a dispensary, and we were there watching him do some things, and she was starting to have trouble breathing, and they're not smoking it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Any more comments? Anyone else want to make a comment? I'm going to close it. Okay.
Well, is it any, how will it affect our water and wells and things like that? Anything that leaks out or for your fertilizer, whatever you use it on it? Pastor Mike Kimes, by the way. What chemicals and things are going to leak into our residential waters?
Okay. You have
a plan to make sure it represents.
Okay, he's not going to be able to answer it.
Okay, that's a question.
Okay, that'll be your comment?
Mean, you can say it as your comment, and he can answer once we turn it back over.
Okay, yeah, that's my comment. What's it going to affect? I'm concerned about the water usage and also any kind of chemicals or anything that's going to be in our water in the residential area.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, I'm going to close it. I'm going to turn it back over to you to answer their question.
All right, thank you. I'll do my best. So, to answer the issue of the, I'll address first, I guess, the smoke issue. Number one, you can't sell, cultivations can only sell product to dispensaries. So, the cultivation out here would not be able to sell to the public, to residents here, would only be able to sell to dispensaries. As far as the pollen issue, I think it's already been addressed, it won't be pollen. We've got state of the art. Air filtration systems that Dr. Monaco's already talked about, and I don't believe that'll be an issue. In fact, the code requires it not to be an issue. You'll follow all code and rules and regulations that the state requires us and county requires us to follow, and we'll do so. One of the issues that was talked about is that we are selling retail and not medical. But I believe I addressed that already by pointing out the fact that you can't sell medical today. Any cultivator here in Nevada is not growing medical marijuana. They're growing retail to dispensaries, and the dispensaries then are reclassifying it as medical. So to make the statement that GB is not selling medical marijuana is not true. We're trying to sell marijuana just as we do in the TECO location. We sell retail marijuana to dispensaries, and the dispensaries then classify it as either recreational or retail or medical. GB is absolutely dedicated to its
science, and that's one of the reasons I love representing. I represent a lot of different marijuana companies here in the state. I can tell you, hands above, the GB is one of the best as far as developing the science and actually looking for things that will benefit our communities from a medical standpoint. And so I think that addresses that comment. One of the big issues is a lot of people don't, well, actually, that's not even part of the agenda. I think one of the important things is that we actually stick to the agenda pursuant to, you know, 603 of the open meeting laws. We have to stick on topic, so I don't want to stray off that very much. But as far as any concerns regarding water, fertilizers, how those things have been done, that has already been approved by the county, by the state. That's already been addressed and dealt with, and all of those issues have already been resolved. There's no changes to any of the plans or anything, policies, procedures. None of those things are changing with this waiver. The only thing we're changing is the ability to sell the product to as retail, so the dispensaries will actually buy it, so that we can bring jobs to this community, so that we can bring money out of it, so that we can do those things.
Okay.
Any other questions from the board for us?
I do.
Yeah.
Since there is no pollen, and since the grow that has already occurred there did cause her problems without the pollen, then apparently there is more to what is released in the odor than just pollen that people are allergic to, and apparently she has the problems with it too. That's two people that are within 600 feet of that property. How would you harvest it and get it out of there without any odor coming out that could cause these two people problems? I don't see how that's even possible. You may have, during its normal growth, no problem. When you harvest it, when you open that door, you've let it out.
Well, you made an interesting statement. You said they've been having problems now, but there's, as far as I'm aware...
Last year
there were problems with...
He was growing some in one of the greenhouses.
Okay.
After 3 days,
I can't address the medical issues. I'm not a doctor, right? All I know is that the GB Sciences follows very strictly, more so than many other companies, okay, the air quality control and the requirements that we're required to do under the law. And that's what GB will do. It will continue to follow the law. And if there are problems with the odor or issues, then a complaint can be made and that can be addressed.
You do need to remember one thing.
Filtration systems.
While the law may have changed, 3 years ago, what you're asking to do would have got you thrown in jail for 20 years. So to put that in a neighborhood, a lot of people who really object to it and did not vote for that, that is irresponsible. You should be moving it to an area that's more industrial, away from residents.
Okay.
Needles is nice looking.
Why did you pick that area? Because it was convenient? I mean, I don't understand why it had to be that property. With all the property that we have in Sandy Valley.
So I think, you know, again, I'm going to refer back to our open meeting laws, that, and Chairman, I'll refer to you, but defer to you on this point, but pursuant to Sandoval versus Board of Regents, the conversations in open meeting laws have to be contained to the specific item on the agenda. And here tonight, we're talking about the specific issue of waiver. If we allow the conversation to delve into why GB did this or plans or specifications, we'll be here till 10:30 or 11 o'clock.
No, we're not going to be here that late.
So I think that, Chairman, again, I'll defer to you, but I believe that pursuant to the law, we have to stick to the open meeting rules, which require us to stick to the items on the agenda.
Well, I agree. So why don't we...
Can I add one thing? Do you have letters of support in this case from your surrounding neighbors, like in the last one? Because I know there's some neighbors that have changed their minds since the last meeting.
So the answer is no, because the county didn't require us to...
No, that's fine. I'm just asking.
We didn't go ask because the county didn't require it.
Right.
Staff approved it.
Okay. Right.
So,
yeah. I read through it.
Yeah, so you read through it.
So I'll go back to the, and this was kind of brought up by Karen Marshall in the last meeting, and I realized there was a business decision that was made. The paperwork initially said nothing about it necessarily being medical marijuana.
Right.
So I'd gone through, Commissioner Sislak said, quote, is this for medical application cultivation only, end quote. There was another staff member, and I don't know her name, she was not one of the commissioners, she said, quote, we don't have a distinction on cultivation. We do not have a distinction any longer.
However, that is the license they would have, talking about the medical. We don't have in our code a distinction, which is what you've been referring to, and they brought that up to you. Commissioner Brager then said, but just interject, Commissioner, they stated it is only medical, and I will state in my motion that it can only be medical, can never change to recreational. I'll put that as part of the motion. After that, that's where Commissioner Sisolak looked and said it doesn't say anywhere in the paperwork that it's medical. And the county council, as he was kind of referred, he says you can add it as a condition as medical cultivation. Then Commissioner Brager said, quote, so I just did, this can only be a medical and it cannot be a recreational facility. So it would be part of the motion, end quote. Commissioner Sisolak said, Counselor, do you understand the motion? And you, Mr. Fulton, said, yes, I understand. That's what we represented and worked on with the commissioner on, that it will be for medical purposes, end quote. I understand that things have changed since. You know that this hasn't been something that's been really popular, especially with people in that area. I'm within 1,500 feet. I wasn't in the magic 600 number, so I didn't get to have really a say. But just because that's the business decision that you made at that point, I don't know that I can necessarily recommend this. I don't know if we're ready for a motion.
Yes, we are ready for a motion.
I move that we deny the waiver of conditions to switch from medical to recreational.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous.
Okay, we don't have any general business. I think we've gone through the public comments, so.
Yeah, we probably have some public comments.
Public comments were for the agenda items.
Okay. Okay, public comments, open for announcements. Anyone?
This is Al representing the Sandy Valley 4-H Club. I just wanted to let you guys know 4-H will be showing at the Clark County Fair this weekend. So come down. Most of our showmanship will be on Thursday and Friday. Come down, support the kids, and we would love to see you all there. Thank you.
Sandy Valley Community Church would like to invite everybody to Easter sunrise service on the 21st at 7 a.m. And we're going to have a nice breakfast afterwards. It's just a fun time. And then right after that in the afternoon, it's a big Easter egg hunt for the community. So I hope you can make it both events. 720 Jade Avenue.
Meeting breakfast.
2,000 feet away.
Sandy Valley Mesquite Association. The Easter egg hunt is going to be at 1 o'clock at Keystone. Come 15 minutes early because you know it's not going to last long. And it's going to be at 1 o'clock, and it's going to be at the Keystone football field, and we're going to ask the sports children to come and hand out Easter baskets. If not, maybe I can talk to the fire department into doing it. And also, we're going to start I'm going to ask Star Nursery to donate us a tree. Miss Jasmine said we could plant it in her front yard up there at the store. And the first week in December, I would like to have a tree lighting ceremony with the Easter decorations and stuff for the tree to be done, and like have a community lighting of the tree. So I'm going to ask our nursery to donate us a tree. If not, we're going to put like some little buckets up everywhere. Y'all can throw your change in there. We'll get enough money to buy a tree.
There you go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
On that last thing, didn't the county give any cards back from the neighbors saying opposed or agreed with that project?
They probably did, but it doesn't get on there until it goes to the board.
Oh, when is that going to be heard at the commission's meeting?
May 8th. Yes, May 8th.
What day of the week is it?
It's a Wednesday. Wednesday at 9 a.m. The commission meetings are always Wednesday at 9 a.m.
Oh, it's in the morning?
You done there, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a question.
I just wanted to see. I have option.
Just a question for the board in reference to the recent break-in. We found out when that happened that there had been two others in a short period of time. I mean, within a few months. So there was a couple of us sitting around the barbecue one night, and we were like, "Well, hey, I'll chew, somebody's going to squeal. This town is small." And so I didn't know if maybe if the board's allowed to try to intervene that idea, especially since there is an opening through Metro, that there is something there with the witness
you know, and whatever it is, that we could somehow do that, and maybe through Sandy Mesquite or through some other.
It would probably be more appropriate through Sandy Mesquite.
Yeah, you say this board.
Can't solicit money.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something that Sandy Mesquite.
Well, I don't mean solicit the money, but look into the possibility of doing that. Bring that information back to us so we know how to do
well,
it.
Well, I can.
Can you do that?
No.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Gail Marie, I have a few calendar items. Since Valley Electric wasn't here, they're having their official annual meeting on Saturday, April 27th in Pahrump. Registration's at 11, lunch at 11:30, meeting at 1. There's also, we have the sail plane event coming back, May 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th out at the sod farm. And we have 4 different fundraising groups doing the food for them. And that's it.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Nobody else? All right. The next meeting is.
I guess we got one.
We got one?
Okay. Let's not forget the coffee and donuts. It's coming Monday, right? Yeah, it's coming Monday. We got coffee and donuts at the senior center. And then the weekend of the 20th. We got the pancake breakfast starting at 8 a.m., 8 to 10:30.
And
it's also going to be a bake sale. I informed you.
Wait, are you guys still selling Vidalia onions?
Yes.
Then don't forget to say that.
Yeah. The Sonic Lodge is selling the Vidalia onions. They're 10 pounds for $12.
Or five for seven.
Just give Bonnie a call at 723-5407. Big log. I think we're getting close to, 40 bags now?
No.
Wow.
Okay. I need to know, in the next day or two.
Are the egg ladies going to be back on at the pancake breakfast? The egg cookers?
The
egg cookers.
Soon.
So.
All right, Joe. Maybe
what, Ellie?
I'm the egg cooker. I've been here to yellow, and so I just don't have a streak yet. As soon as I get my streak back, I'll be looking at these.
Thank you.
What, Ellie?
You're miss those eggs. You're going to make coffee and donuts. Can you get it to go?
I work,
and I'm always like, Monday, donut day.
We can do an Uber Eats and bring it to you.
I think we're in volunteering.
Tell them to pick up an extra pack and just bring it to the school.
If they come, they'll bring it.
All right, any other comments? Anyone else? Okay, next meeting is date May 14th. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I motion we adjourn.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All
right.
Aaron.
That was good. I just wanted to thank you for coming. You take a stand. Thank you.
You got mad at me last